when we look back at the video, it's the first time that I saw my reaction to him. I tried to communicate with him, and I remember that he was rather unsettled. And I remember saying, oh, you know, poor you, you know, were you crying? And it was my tone of voice, and I think it was my words. And it's the first time, actually, that I actually thought, well, how would I feel if I was looking back at that face and hearing that voice? And I'd feel a sense of sadness. That's not a way, really, to communicate with him. I used to think, well, he's just a baby. I didn't think that they had those kind of emotions. And at the time, I thought, I'm feeding him. He's clothed, and I respond to him when he cries. And if you think, well, that's enough, and meeting those responsibilities, and therefore I'm a mother, and that should be enough, and the rest will just fall into place. Well, it's actually not enough, and it's not until you experience, you know, the joys of understanding them as a human being, understanding them as a person, and seeing them respond to you. There's an immense joy from that. The first time you actually recognise them responding to you, that's when it all changes, and it's beyond just meeting their practical needs.
So do you think any new mothers could benefit from this, or new fathers?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, my husband's obviously observed me doing it. He's now picked up on that way of like communicating with the baby. And again, he's getting that joy from actually being able to communicate at that level. Likewise, I did take antenatal classes before having my child. And as I recall, there's a lot of focus on the childbirth itself and the pain relief and almost the practicalities of bringing up a baby, and less on communication and bonding and understanding the baby. Once you see the response, it's just almost like a wave. You just want more and more and more. And then that you find it's not something you've learned, it's just something that you do naturally.